And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? He saith among the trumpets, Ha, ha! And he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. For thee and John, the brother of James. And he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. And Andrew and 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Revelation chapter 6. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.